hit me. Straight up. Pay him.
I win! I'm a lawyer! That's my job! That's what I do!
I won. You lost. Get used to the idea, son.
Race? He's a race! I hope I win.
It's Friday, and it's time to talk about movies. So I'm going to talk with Raper Guzman about the Golden Globes instead. What?
How? Yes, indeed.
Jimmy Fallon will be running the show.
That's right. He'll be replacing Ricky Gervais.
Now, people think of Fallon as kind of the Leno, safety, fluffy, jokey guy, but he's immensely talented, Fallon is. I'm a big fan.
He's super funny. He's great. He's very charismatic. He's endearing, likable. I think Fallon's going to be the right choice for this show this year. I think Ricky Gervais, that sort of mean-spirited, envelope-pushing, I don't think that's going to work that well after the election season we just saw. I think people are a little sick of being insulted at this point. I think he could do very well.
He'll have some zingers, too, I have a feeling. The writers will get something in there.
Pretty soft zingers, don't you think? Nerf dart zingers.
I'll definitely watch the Nerf show, Golden Globes. All right, so you have some predictions here, and it's a chance to really look at some movies that were very, very, very good this year. And small movies, some of them, but still really good.
Yeah, I think one of the interesting things we're going to see is Moonlight is probably going to win for Best Picture Drama. That's that movie about an African-American kid, gay, who's growing up in Miami.
Found him in a hole on 15. Yeah, that one. Some boys chased him in the cut. He's scared more than anything. He wouldn't tell me where he lived till this morning.
Well, thanks for seeing to him. He usually can take care of himself. Be good that way, but...
I think that's a great movie. I think it'd be very interesting to see a little art film like that, which has been a big critical hit, win at the Globes.
La La Land is also a big cult favorite and a great, great movie. Tell us about that. Remind us about that.
So that's the musical with Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. Original musical, not based on any other play or pre-existing work. Wholly original. Huge critical hit. What's interesting, I think, this year for the Globes is usually we look at the Best Picture Drama category to predict the Oscar, which sometimes happens, sometimes doesn't. We never really look at the motion at the musical or comedy category to predict the Oscar, but I think it will in this case because I think La La Land is going to be the night's huge winner, and I think that will go on to win Best Picture at the Oscars.
Should we hear a little music with Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling?
Do it.
I got a call back.
What? Come on. For what?
For a TV show. The one that I was telling you about earlier.
The Dangerous Minds meets the OC?
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's
really
incredible.
Exciting. I feel like I said negative stuff about it before.
What?
It's like Rebel Without a Cause, sort of.
I got the bullets.
Yes.
You've never seen it.
I've never seen it.
That's great.
I hope I get it. I hope I get it.
Exactly. Exactly right. Okay, from musicals about L.A. to astronauts.
I will have you know, I was the first Negro female student at West Virginia University Graduate School. On any given day, I analyze the manometer levels for air displacement, friction, and velocity, and compute over 10,000 calculations by hand. So, yes... They let women do some things at NASA, Mr. Johnson. And it's not because we wear skirts. It's because we wear glasses.
Taraji Henson there with Mahershala Ali, women working for NASA. This is a very typical Hollywood African-American empowerment movie, but there's a lot more going on as far as diversity is concerned at this year's Golden Globes.
Yeah. Now, you know, as we all remember, the Oscars took a lot of heat for this couple of years running for the all-white acting categories. The Globes didn't get so much flack for that, but I do think you see a tremendous amount, at least relatively speaking, a tremendous amount of diversity this year. You've got seven non-white actors being nominated. Taraji Henson is not one, but Mahershala Ali from Hidden Figures and also for Moonlight, which is what he's nominated for. He's nominated. I think he'll win for Best Supporting Actor. I think Viola Davis will win Best Supporting Actress for Fences. Could go to Michelle Williams, your favorite, John, but I think it's going to be Viola.
Casey Affleck?
I think he will win for Best Actor for Manchester by the Sea for sure. But again, I'm telling you, La La Land, I think it's going to win 6 out of 7 nominations. I think it's going to be the night's huge winner.
And there's all the TV stuff that we didn't even get to.
That's right. Not my
Golden
field.
Golden Globes. Something for everyone. But stick it to his field. Raper Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.